Along the east side of Watersmeet sits the 110-acre J.W. Toomey Nursery. Part of the Ottawa National Forest, the nursery is one of six in the National Forest System. It regularly grows 12 million seedlings during the summer and another 600,000 plants in greenhouses. They get shipped to the 14 national forests in the northeastern region that stretches from Missouri to Vermont. Nursery manager Jim Pelcola says pretty much everything grown in the nursery is requests from those national forests. A number of factors go into those requests, like climate change, remediation, and assisted migration.
You know, a lot of those are things that are really looking at increasing diversity on a lot of their sites. And the majority of in our region of our reforestation efforts, though, are from reforesting after timber sale activities.
Starting next year, species of medicinal and cultural significance will also be grown on the property.
Birch and cedar are in decline in our area, and so that's a major concern for us because we rely so heavily, you know, and those are just two trees I'm mentioning, but we rely so heavily on those trees to, you know, for cultural purposes.
That's Alina Shively. She's the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Lac-Vieux d'Azur Tribe. The tribe and Ottawa National Forest are creating the Gaieté Mini-Conin Project.
And that translates to ancient seeds in Ojibwe-Mon, Ojibwe language.
The tribe will provide three tribal nursery crew members, a heavy equipment operator trainee, and an ethnobotanist. They'll be employed by the tribe, but work for the nursery. The Forest Service will teach the employees all about the nursery, the processes there, and give them space to grow trees and other plants for the tribe. Shively says the millions of acres of land that the Ottawa manages is important to the tribe in terms of treaty rights to gather, hunt, and harvest.
And so this was a way for tribal members to learn the processes at the nursery, to learn the operation, to gain scientific knowledge, to blend with their cultural and their inherent knowledge on how to care for the earth, love the earth, love the land, and be part of, you know, restoring lands that are important to us.
Shively is hopeful the knowledge sharing will go both ways, especially after a 2022 executive order that called for Indigenous knowledge guidance for federal agencies.
The tribes are thrilled that someone is finally, you know, taking our life ways, our teachings, our methods of taking care of our own lands, you know, and trying to really consider those practices when there's decisions being made.
The timing works well for the nursery. The nursery currently produces to capacity. It's in the planning stages for a major expansion project. Jim Strazischer is the project manager for the Toomey Nursery Modernization. He started working on the Ottawa right around the time the talks about this partnership began. He says the Gaieté Mini-Conin project is a first of its kind. The only thing close to it is a tribal nursery specialist out west who works with tribes to help bring up their own programs.
There is no other program that we know of going on with the Forest Service right now where we have tribal employees using our facilities working towards growing their plants right next to us in the same space.
Avery McGeeshick is one of the tribal employees now working at the nursery. On a warm, sunny day, he was sitting at a picnic table in the shade of one of the greenhouses, thinning birch trees, just starting to grow in little pods.
It's just a unique experience. It's a learning experience. I wanted to learn about the environment and just all the species of trees and the seedlings, how they plant, and it's just really intrigued me. And I'm just learning more every day out here, and I really like it out here.
As much as Shively and the Lac-Vieux d'Azur tribe are looking forward to the environmental and cultural work that will be done through this project, Shively also says this is an incredible opportunity for tribal members to find good jobs close to home. Shajisher says the feeling is mutual.
There's a lot of significance in what's going on. So to be able to have local younger people come in, have the opportunity for future employment here, grow things that are important to them. It's it's kind of it's amazing to see all of this come together and hope that it's something that continues for many years into the future.
Funding for the Gaytay Mini-Conin project comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. It's funded up to 2 years. Shively says they'll be looking for other funding opportunities to continue it.
Generally, Forest Service goals do align closely with tribal goals in terms of, you know, conservation, preservation, you know, and taking care of the earth. So why would we not work together where we can?
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Katie Thorson in Watersmeet.